to sight.
Spend the day with sight. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Science Thursday Live.
Radio Science Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie called the mind is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number. Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
Namasmarana.
not care for the vagaries of the mind. Carry on Smarana and Dhyanam of the Nama and Rupam you like best in the manner you are accustomed to. In this way, you will acquire Ekagrata. You will realize your heart's desire. Do not entertain in your mind the idea of purity or impurity while doing the sadhana of Dhyanam. There is nothing impure in the world. When the Lord is immanent everywhere in everything, how can anything be impure? Even if something appears to the ulterior eyes as impure, the moment it contacts the name of the Lord, it becomes purified. No thought of purity or impurity will bother you if you have full faith in and love for the name of the Lord. On the other hand, if you feel some compulsion and some discontent, all kinds of possible and impossible obstacles will present themselves. Therefore, give up all such feelings, strengthen the faith in the unshakable holiness of the Nama and its appropriate form. Firmly believe that everything is made holy by His name.
Dear listeners, till now we listened to readings of few excerpts on Nama Smarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 81st name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is
Om Shri Sai Punya Phala Pradaya Namaha.
Let's now explain the meaning and significance of this name. Phala means fruit, consequence, result. Prada means giver. Phala or consequence is the fruit of karma. Karma has two meanings. In a general sense, it means action in all its forms. In a special and technical sense, it means ritual action as prescribed in the Veda. Baba vouchsafes the fruits of both kinds of karma. Baba declares that he is the recipient of all offerings to God, everywhere, and of all yajnas and yagas. When he condescends us to receive, he confers the fruit too. He has said, quote, I wait outside the door of your shrine room, listening to the prayers you address to me from the depths of your hearts so that I may fulfill them. When you cry, O Lord, have you no eyes to see? My eyes are there to see. When you supplicate, Lord, you have no ears to hear this cry. My ears are there to hear. When you call in despair, lamenting over your misery, my feet are there for you to hold. Unquote. He grants the fruit for all who plant and water the tree of faith. It is His law that the karma seed you plant should grow and give fruit unless you fry it in the fire of renunciation. Then it cannot sprout and you are freed from the duality of joy and grief. Dear listeners, till now we listened to the explanation of the 81st name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Shri Sai Phalapradaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Phalapradaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who dispenses fruits of merit acquired by good deeds or acts. Here is a story about how Bhagwan Baba instantly grants the rewards for our good karma. In 1968, Bhagwan Baba paid a visit to East Africa. At the time, a gentleman there heard about him for the first time, but it did not occur to him to take Swami's darshan. Not just this, but even when his wife wanted to attend one of the programs and he went to leave her there, he came away without entering the venue. During this time, a close friend of his told him, "Only by Swami's grace my diabetes was cured." On hearing this, he had a change of heart and started getting the urge to seek Swami's darshan. But he was told that Bhagwan Baba was returning back to India on the very same day. He thought of going to the airport to seek darshan, and since time was short, he got into his car and drove fast in order to reach in time. But the airport was about 40 kilometers from his house. After having driven halfway, he saw a motorcade of cars coming from the opposite direction. He saw someone he knew in the group. He stopped the person and asked him, "Are you returning from the airport?" The person replied, "Bhagwan Baba just left for India. So we bade him goodbye and are returning back." Although he was terribly disappointed on hearing this, something within urged him to go on to the airport, and he drove at a faster speed. On the way, he started praying earnestly to Swami. "You came very close to my house, but I did not seek your darshan. Now I have realized your glory and I am yearning to see you. If I have performed any meritorious deed, please let me have your darshan." As the prayer ended, he reached the airport. Before entering the premises, he bent his head down reverentially, touched the gate with his head and went inside. As he walked ahead, he saw a plane landing on the runway. The door was opened and, wonder of wonders, Bhagwan Baba was standing in the doorway. He could not contain his happiness and tears of joy started rolling down his cheeks. He said, "Bhagwan, from this moment my heart will have only your image." How did this come about? After the flight took off, the plane developed a technical snag, so it was brought back. Within few minutes, the snag was rectified and Bhagwan Baba left. Every devotee will agree that it was only the omniscient Swami's leela. Swami returned only in response to the prayer of his pure-hearted devotee to give him darshan and reward him for his meritorious acts. Swami says, quote, "Karma is a seed which is bound to grow into a tree and reap its fruits. But if the seed is roasted in the fire of non-attachment, it is rendered fruitless and frees man from the bondage of sorrow and pain." Unquote.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 81st name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Phalapradaya Namaha. The 82nd name is
Om Sri Sai Purushottamaya Namaha.
Let's now explain the meaning and significance of this name. Purusha is so called because of his residing in the body, the Pura. Baba says, the entity that lives in the body is the Purusha. The entity that lives in all bodies is the Purushottama. Purusha is the Vyashti, individual. Purushottama is the Samashti, the collective. Purusha is the tree, Purushottama is the forest. Baba is Purusha as well as Purushottama. Narakara as well as Nirakara. He has said, quote, "The name of Sai fills the entire world, every inch of it, for there is no place where I am not, there is no name which is not mine." Unquote. In the Bhagavad Gita, he declared to Arjuna, quote, "As I transcend the perishable, and as I am even higher than the imperishable, I am declared as the Purushottama, the highest Purusha, by the world, as well as in the Veda. Without being deluded by my human body and human characteristics, if a man knows me as Purushottama, he knows all. Then he worships me his whole being." Unquote. Man cannot but seek and surrender to Purushottama, for the sense of the holy is inherent in man. It is an inescapable impulse. That is why Baba, the Purushottama, is worshipped, and the worship is so full rewarding. Baba is also warning us against being misled by his human role. He says, quote, "I walk and talk and eat like you, but remember always, I am all gods in one," unquote. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 82nd name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Purushottamaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Purushottamaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who is the Supreme Person. Only God can prove the unity of thoughts, words and actions. The Lord's thoughts convert into His words, which manifest into actions. Bhagwan Baba planned the construction of Prashanti Mandir a little away from Puttaparthi, which troubled Mother Ishwaramma's mind and heart, as the new Mandir would be at least half a kilometer away from Puttaparthi. She prepared herself with all the dimensions of possible reasons to put forth to Swami, which would clarify her objections to this new Mandir construction, and approached Swami. On seeing him, she said, "Swami, what is this that I am hearing, that you have decided to construct a new Mandir on the hillock? It is far away from the village, amidst the forests, infested with poisonous snakes and scorpions. How would you reach this place? There are old people and kids who would want to come for your darshan. How will they commute? Have you decided not to give them darshan anymore? Aren't you bothered about the trouble they have to take to reach out to you? You seem to have skaters attached to your feet, which is why you are not able to stay put in one place. We should be checking with Vastu astrologers before we try moving to a new place." She started to argue with Swami that the small old Mandir is enough for Swami. It is good to have a full house in the old Mandir versus a new Mandir which would be half empty. Swami never interrupted her for a second. He patiently listened through her predicament with a smile. After all her talk, he gave her a nice smile, to which she asked, "Please talk to me and respond to me, Swami." Swami then said to her in his usual calm demeanor, "Why do you pay heed to what people talk about? Once I go there, there would neither be a forest nor any snakes or poisonous insects. Thousands of devotees would throng that place, and it would soon become as busy as Tirupati, Shirdi or Kashi." Bhagwan's resolution turned true on dot, and Puttaparthi soon became a divine destination. There is another story about an Australian lady devotee of Swami. In the interview room, she photographed Swami with his permission. After returning home, she developed the film and was astonished to see in that photograph Swami as Purushottama Shri Krishna.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 82nd name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Purushottamaya Namaha. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you, and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.
గుణమయీ మమ మాయా దురత్యయా మామేవ ఏ ప్రపద్యంతే